T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. I've helped hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle, teaming up with the Washington State Council of Firefighters again this year because we have got to put coats on kids. You know, every time this year, it's a great reminder as we're thinking of the holiday season. There are kids that will be cold this year because they don't have coats. It sounds crazy, but that is a thing. All it takes is $20 to put a brand new coat on a child that needs one. Any donation will help keep these local kids warm during our cold winter here in the Pacific Northwest. That's what I love about this, is that these are American-made coats. They will go on kids here in the Pacific Northwest, and the good folks, the Washington State Council of Firefighters, they pretty much do all of this, and we just get to talk about it, and it's a wonderful, wonderful charity.
Yeah, we have a goal for reaching $35,000 to provide new coats for a bunch of kids here in the Northwest, and we need the Rockaholics' help to step up, donate, and help us out in reaching that goal.
Yeah, there's over 300,000 kids that live in poverty here in Washington State. We've got to do what we can, and this is what we're doing. A little Operation Warm Action, keeping those kids warm. You want more info, or if you just would be happy to spread this on your social media, I'd love that as well. Go to KISW.com to donate today.
Let's play Beat Mix.
It's time to play the game. Yeah. So everybody scream his name. Beat Mix. Don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix. You're a loser.
It is time to Beat Mix. And it's time to turn out the Thursday.
Charge out for what?
That's right, baby. Junior.
Yeah, it's the one good tea day of the week. Because Tuesday sucks, but Thursday's cool.
I thought Tuesdays were full of tacos. I thought you loved Tuesdays for that.
No, I've already said that Tuesdays are the black hole of suck.
Oh, okay.
It's the worst day of the week.
I thought you said you were. I'm sorry. I just confused that whole
thing.
Yeah, I'm
wow.
Wow.
Shots fired over there, buddy.
I just thought you were
Well, we're going to move on and get to our contestant because we got Mike in Seattle to take on Steve. Mike, are you there?
I am.
Excellent. What's he playing for today?
Tickets to see the reunited Black Crowes, Chris and Rich Robinson yeah. back together again, doing the entire record, Shake Your Money Maker, their debut record in its entirety to celebrate their 30-year anniversary. Plus, they're going to be doing all their other hits as well, happening at the White River Amphitheater on September 4th. Go to KISW.com for all the details. If you want tickets, get them now. Ticketmaster.com.
All right, Steve, get out of here. For those playing at home, Mike will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. Mike, you can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yep, let's do this.
Who was the first U.S. president to be featured on a circulating coin?
Lincoln.
Yes.
Sprite
just introduced what berry into its special winter flavor?
Cranberry.
Yes. Bean curd is another term for what four-letter word?
Tofu.
Yes. What is Kenny G's main instrument?
Oh, the saxophone?
Yes. Yes. What vibrant color is the alcohol Midori?
Orange.
No.
Red.
No.
Pink.
No. Switzerland is located on which continent?
Europe.
Yes. James Spader played a character named Red on what NBC show?
House of Cards?
No.
He wore a trench coat. What was it?
He did.
Pass.
The music genre known as dancehall got its start on what Caribbean island?
Jamaica.
Yes. Finish the title of the New Kids on the Block song, Hangin' What?
Tough.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct.
I do believe the show is still going on, Rev.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, I was surprised myself. I saw some new...
I didn't think it was.
Yeah, some new commercials for it. Let's see. Yeah, let's see if it's got a new season right here.
Ooh.
And we'll bring in Steve while we can.
Yeah.
It says next episode is tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. I didn't realize because I thought you were watching that for a while.
I did, and I did. I feel like it jumped the shark for me a little bit.
Okay, yeah, because you haven't been talking about it for a while.
It's a great show. So. There's just too much television.
There's just too much to watch.
I mean, I got The Mandalorian. I'm watching this new program called C with Jason Momoa on Apple Plus TV.
That's right. We talked about that yesterday.
I mean, there's just too much on there. His Dark Materials I started watching on HBO.
Oh, that's the one with the big bears.
Yeah. we'll probably talk about that on BJ Shea's Geek Nation podcast.
Yeah. Hey, Steve, you're here.
Yes, I am.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Who was the first U.S. president to be featured on a circulating coin?
Lincoln.
Yes.
Damn it.
Sprite just awesome. Introduced what berry into its special winter flavor?
Schnozen.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Blackberry?
No.
Cranberry.
Yes.
Nice.
Bean curd is another term for what four-letter word?
Lard.
No.
Beans.
No.
Curd.
No. What is Kenny G's main instrument?
Saxophone.
Yes. What vibrant color is the alcohol Midori?
Green.
Yes. Switzerland is located on which continent?
That would be Antarctica.
No.
Europe.
Yes. James Spader played a character named Red on what NBC show?
House of Cards.
No.
James Spader. SVU.
No.
CSI.
No. The music genre known as dance hall got its start on what Caribbean island?
Jamaica.
Yes. Finish the title of the New Kids on the Block song, Hangin' What?
Tough.
Yes. Oh. Run DMC were the first rap group to appear on the cover of what magazine?
Rolling Stone.
Yes. And Steve, you win 8-7.
Sorry, Mikey.
So close.
So close.
Good job, Steve.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
Good sportsmanship.
That's it.
He didn't get to that last question, and that could have been the deciding factor.
Oh, I know it was.
You think so?
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
He didn't know that Midori was green, so.
Yeah. I didn't know that either.
I
didn't know about being Kurt Steve. You and I will kill each other. We'll be so upset when we find out what that is.
Tofu.
Tofu was being.
I was disappointed.
Yeah, Mike. Yeah. I'm happy for Mike. I would have been sitting there screaming at myself, going, "How do I not know this? Because I totally
tofu's bean curd.
Yeah.
Now you know
soybean.
Hey,
I was about to say I thought it was soy.
Yeah,
soybean
beans.
There you go, buddy.
That's interesting.
Yes,
is it?
Nah, not really.
The only one that you guys both missed, I know BJ knows, James Spader was on what NBC show as Red?
The Blacklist.
The Blacklist.
Never saw it.
Yeah, neither did I. But I remember.
It's a good show. The first couple seasons are pretty good. I just, like I said, I got done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like you said, there's so much stuff to watch.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Congratulations, Steve. You won with 8 correct.
Caller number 8. You are checking out the Black Crowes, the White River Amphitheater in September of next year. Caller number 8.
Nice.
I was just listening to a podcast. There's a podcast out there called like State of America, I think. It's a podcast just about the Black Crowes, which I think
really?
Is hilarious. But they interviewed Steve Gorman, who's the original drummer, who's the drummer for the band forever. He's not playing with them right now because that's like the big controversy with the Black Crowes is a lot of like the old school hardcore fans are not happy about this tour because it's Chris and Rich Robinson and nobody else from the band.
Oh, right.
So they have a bunch of hired hands. Personally, I would like to see Steve Gorman playing with them. It kind of bums me out, but I don't care. I want to, and he even said in the interview, he's like, I get fans that are going to want to go just because they want to see this band. But he's like, he had some interesting things to say about this reunion, about the band. They just sound like they were a dysfunctional group of people.
Yeah.
And, he's very honest about how he felt like sometimes like when they weren't on the same page, man, they were just, it was unfortunate because when they were on the same page, there was like no band that could even touch them. They were just on fire.
Isn't that funny how human beings can be?
Yeah.
It's like, you've got the magic formula, you got what you need, and you're like, nope.
Right. And I was like, oh man, it would be nice, because he shares in detail, like Chris Robinson, the singer, who he's like, it's ironic, because he's always the guy that's like, oh, we're about the art, not about the money, blah, 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 blah. At some point during like their relationship, he says, you need to relinquish all the rights to this band. I need 100% ownership for the financial of it all.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I guess it's not all about the art, is it?
We got bills to pay, too.
Yeah.
But as a fan, I'm excited to hear them play all their songs.
So you don't care. I mean, so you'll go whether Gorman's there or not. I'm just like, how much would it
it take to get Gorman there? Like, I mean, how much money difference would it be? I mean, that they couldn't get him to go, or is he not up to snuff?
I'd imagine that he probably doesn't want to just be a hired hand. And if, you know, if I'm going to be in this band, I'm a big part of this band. I help make this band. And you want to now treat me like as if I'm going to be an employee of the band? That's bullcrap. That same happened with the guys in Kiss. Hell, even with Guns N' Roses, you know. So, like, I think one of the biggest issues with Izzy not wanting to be a part of it is that he didn't feel like he was going to be getting the same cut as the other members of the band financially. At least that's the stuff that I read. So, I can understand why if you're a guy that feels like you contributed to this band and the band that everybody loves and the band that's about to make a lot of money, that you should be compensated and be treated as if you are a part of the band.
That's why if I'm the band, how much would it take to make this guy happy? It's like, you might go, look.
An equal cut.
Yeah, well, or if we can't do an equal cut, can we do something that's still close enough to an equal cut that you'll be like, okay, that's good. Because at some point, how much money am I going to turn down because I'm bitter? Unless I don't really need it. Like, all right,
that's the key.
That's the thing, yeah.
I think Izzy's fine financially.
Okay, so if Izzy's fine financially, then, yeah, then he gets to go, F that, I don't need to go on tour anyway.
It's about respect.
But if you're Gorman, I mean, okay, I want an equal cut, and if it's a respect thing, it's like, you know what, even if I get half the cut, that's probably going to be a good amount of money.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like, once you finally cut that cord and you realize, you know what, my life is better without this band.
Oh, yeah, I can see that.
They put me through the ringer, and then and the fact that he brings up the point of the member of a band telling you, give me all of the money that you're about to make from the band that you were one of the founders of, I can understand why you're just like, you know what, screw you and the horse you rode in on.
Then I have to ask, what did I do to put my, how is that? How did that happen? I mean, how did that happen? Especially when it was the brothers that weren't getting along. How did Gorman get shafted like
this?
He's
like the poor guy that's trying to be the glue from all of it. And honestly, in the interview, like, that's one of the few things that he had that sounded negative towards the band. He wasn't, like, crapping on the band or anything like that. And he actually still thinks very fondly of the band. You could tell he loves the group and loves the fans. Man, he almost got emotional just talking about how much he loves the fans.
Oh, man.
And, you know, he's like, I put two kids through college and through a good school because of our fans and the love that they had for our band, the money that we made from this band provided me a great life, so I have no ill will towards the band in that sense.
See, now there's the other side of it then. Well, if you love the fans so much, how can't you figure out how to get this done? I mean, if there's a way for them to put you in the band and you love them so much, see, money is a thing. I mean, money goes both ways in life.
I know, and I understand where you're coming from, but I also know what it's like to be in a band, and some bands that are, when you now realize how you move away from the situation, that it was an abusive relationship.
Yeah.
It wasn't, no different than, you know, what is it going to take for you to get back with this person that mentally effed you verbally or physically or whatever it was? There is no money. There is no amount of money that's going to let you want to get back with someone that you were once in a relationship with. It's more than just the art of the music. It's also the relationship with the members. Because, I mean, I think about some of the past bands. There's nothing. There's absolutely nothing you can do to get me to be back in that band.
Yeah.
I tried, and it was instantly back to being an abusive relationship. And it was like, I can't handle this.
Yeah, I can
appreciate
that.
I'm too old for this S.
Yeah, I can appreciate that. Then, like you said, then there's no amount of money. And if that's the case, gosh, I don't know, man. I don't know how you even do. You even talk to people? Just go, hey, I wish him well. I don't even want to talk about it.
Yeah, but he's got a book.
He's trying to sell a book. Okay.
He's got this. He also does sports radio, I think, on the East Coast. Like, the guy's he's an interesting dude. Oh, Steve Gorman's guy. Like, he's turned his life around in other ways.
Oh, isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Everybody, see, that's the thing is, everybody's trying to make a buck doing something. So, yeah.
Get you, Mr. Yeah. Skeptical.
I am very skeptical. Yeah, like you said, he's got a book. It's like, oh, okay. Yeah, so you'll be able to sell the book probably when the tour comes out.
Well, yeah, he's trying to sell his book, I would imagine.
Yeah, so, yeah.
He's not an idiot.
No, he's not an idiot.
But he also probably is like, I'm not going into that line then again.
Yeah. It's a fascinating story. We'll see if the brothers can get along well enough, and money can help that too.
I think that's the interesting part. It's like, hey, 6 years, they no longer talk to each other. And it makes you think about how many bands with brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, I think Van Halen might be one of the few bands that, like, they really never had a massive blowout between the two Van Halen brothers.
That's a good point. Or the big bands. Yeah, or you do like Lizzie Hale, and you got mom involved. And granted, it's brother-sister as opposed to brother-brother, but, you know, mom is there just to make sure nobody gets too big for their britches, maybe.
And I'm talking about bands that have had, like, ginormous success. And the Hailstorm's done well, but they're not on the level of, like,
that's
Van
true.
Halen. Obviously is one.
Yeah.
I mean, but then you look at, like, the Black Crowes, the brother situation. Oasis, they still aren't friends. Like,
oh, God, yeah. That was the, yeah, you're right.
Hart had a big, you know, Hart just finally got back together.
Yeah.
But they had a big blowout for a while.
I forgot about that. Yeah, you're right. Siblings, man, the rivalry.
I feel bad for the bandmates and the Bandwidth brothers.
Hey,
or sisters.
Know, haven't heard anything about the Collective Soul. The Roland brothers are still hanging out.
There's brothers in that band?
Yeah. Nickelback, too.
There you go.
Brother brothers.
Okay, see?
I didn't know there were brothers in Collective
Soul. Yeah, Ed and Dean Roland, yeah.
Oh, good old Dean.
Good old Dean. You never hear much about Dean.
There's no love.
Yeah, Ed's the guy that's got all the love. Hey, he's coming to the Neptune Theater in just a few weeks, and you know we love this dude. Yeah, the always funny Jim Brewer. He'll join us at 9:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle.
BJ, I always love having our next guest on. He's truly my favorite comic, and I'm stoked that he's coming back in a few weeks at the Neptune Theater. Please welcome to the show, Jim Brewer.
What's going on?
There he is. There he is.
What are you doing?
We had a conversation because you're a big music fan, so I want to get your take on this. We were just talking about the Black Crowes. I'm excited to see them, even though it's just the Robinson Brothers with a bunch of people that they hired on to play the music. How do you feel about bands that do that, where it's like they could get the full band together, but they decided just to cash in and only keep it with the Robinson Brothers?
Depends how much you love them. It's like a family member. If I want to go visit my cousins, but now he's divorced and really just visiting him and the other one, I'm stuck with 2 other ones that are just part of it. I don't care. I'm just there for the 2 cousins. I don't care. If AC/DC goes out, as long as Angus is there and Brian Johnson, I'm in. So I don't, if it's the Black Crowes, at the end of the day, I don't know, the singer? I mean, what? All right, I want that guy.
Fair enough. Yeah,
I think really you couldn't have put it better. I think that's what America thinks. There.
I mean, it's not like the glory days. Let's not kid ourselves. It's just like any bands, they come out like, we're coming back. If Rage Against the Machine came back,
yeah.
Would it have the same hype as back then? No, because the new generation don't care. That was for us. That was us. And that's a sad part. Is that I'm a big System of a Down guy. I loved System of a Down. When they come back now, I'm like, yeah, I'm excited, but I don't have that passion and mm-hmm. I was ready to. I like bands where I think a revolution is starting. You're Rage Against the Machine, like, yeah, we're going to take over. We're going to change the world. We're going to start a revolution. I won't do what they told me. And then, you know, it fades away. And now they come back, and I got kids, and okay, this is a fun song. Yeah, and I'm out of it.
That's a really interesting point. It really, really. We're talking to Jim Brewer, by the way. Live and Let Laugh Tour. It's happening at the Neptune Theater December 4th. Tickets available as I'm speaking, stgpresents.org.
That goes back to our conversation about Terminator, because we're talking about how come it didn't do too well. And I was saying, I'm like, most of the people who love Terminator now have kids and other responsibilities.
It was fun when I was 15.
Yeah, dude.
You see the monster, and now it's like, wow, this is close to being real, ain't it?
Dude, seriously, thank you. I'm with you on that. The robots are going to kill us.
Yeah.
No, yeah. I think other things are going to kill us, but Maybe the robots will, but that's another whole story.
It is hard to do something that gets us, like, you know, if you will, the middle-aged guy. It's hard to get the middle-aged guy excited about something that will also get the young person excited about something. That is the magic formula everybody's looking for, Jim.
Well, keep looking, because that's been from the beginning of time.
Keep looking, baby.
Okay, I had a question.
One set of pears is hanging low, and the other one is just perking up to the sky. There's a lot of testosterone and a lot of physical things that keeps that different. It's hard for those two to connect.
I see what you mean. Yeah. Jim, we were talking about this when we first saw that you were going to be coming to town, and it's on December 4th. My wife and I have a kid coming and expected on December 6th. Both of us love seeing you live. Whoa. So we're like, man, it's 2 days before the due date. Will you help us deliver the baby if my wife goes into labor during your show?
Oh, dude, I'll make her laugh so hard. I'll break that water.
All right, we'll be there. We'll see you there.
Can she sit on the stage for the whole set, and then next thing you know, the water breaks?
I'm breaking that water, no problem. That kid, consider that kid delivered.
Yeah, you want that, Steve. You want the baby to come early, so there's going to be, he'll induce live.
That's
right there.
That's bragging rights right there.
Yeah. Jim,
it won't cost you nothing either.
No, it won't. And that's something to put on the resume, Jim. That hasn't happened yet in the career. You haven't had anybody give birth to one of your shows.
Came pretty darn close. But I think I did have a water break at one of my shows.
Really?
So, damn. Yes, I've had marriages. I've had all different wacky things, but I'm pretty sure I had a water break at one of the shows.
What else would you
put? So there you go. I'm an expert.
What else would you put on the list of wacky things that have happened at your show?
I'll give you a one. This last leg that I went on. And my opener's up there, and all of a sudden, I hear the crowd, like, screaming in horror.
Oh, man.
And then I hear him go, should I be worried right now? And I thought the worst.
Yeah.
And I went, oh, my God, what's going on? And I went outside, and a bat was flying all over the crowd in the audience and around the stage. And I was relieved, and I started laughing really hard because... And then I thought, like, how am I going to follow a bat? How much Ozzy biting off the head material are some of these people going to get? And then where do I go? Because this thing just kept coming out of nowhere from up in the ceiling somewhere. And the people working there I should have known before the show even started. There were three or four guys with this weird panic look in their eyes. And they had long poles with nets on the end of it. Like, what the hell is... What are these guys doing? Like, what are these guys doing? So someone must have known, like, hey, man, just want to let you know I didn't get all the bats out of that theater. So if you have it every show, the lights might heat them up and then they might take off. Just a heads up. I'm going on vacation, so don't leave me a message and good luck. Charlie, what are you doing? He's the 911. I got bats in the mail, bro.
If you're done with your message, press mark. If you'd like to re-record, press 2.
Yeah, that sounds like a fun show right there.
Yeah. Oh, man. Thank God when I went up, though, the bat did not come out. So that was good.
Yeah, that would trip me out. Bats, man. I mean, look, it's just like the old lore. I mean, the whole story of Batman was good. He picked bats because they're scary, and they really are. And I wouldn't want to deal with that.
Is that why he picked that? I had no clue. I just never even paid attention to it. But yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, it was supposedly he wanted to dress like a bat because bats scared him as a little kid. And he was like, you know what? This will put fear in the hearts of all the criminals. I'll dress like a bat.
Damn. Okay. Yeah. See, that makes sense for a spider.
Yeah.
But bats, too. Bats terrify people. I don't know. They just, everyone thinks they're either going to get bit, and then they have rabies, and then there's needles in their belly. And then all the females go, it's going to go in my hair, knock it out. That was that other thing. Like, they go in your hair.
Oh, and the vampire thing, too. There's that whole, you know, that lore.
That's right. They go in the backs of cows and they suck their blood. The next they want you. Yes. Yeah.
That's exactly what I saw the special, the Geographic special. That's exactly how it went.
Yeah, I saw that too. In the middle of the ceremony, as the tribesmen wait for their milk, only to discover their animals have been sucked dry by a bat. And now they're migrating towards the west coast of America.
Jim.
Remember 20 years ago, it was the killer bees, then the mad cow disease, then it was the vaccines, then it was the chicken flu. What will show up this winter that they'll make you pay to get an injection for? And people will fall for it again.
Yeah.
And debate over and over.
Oh, you want those people, huh?
I love watching the madness of humanity.
Isn't it great? Jim Brewer, Neptune Theater. It's the Live and Let Laugh Tour. Tickets at stgpresents.org. And it's December 4th show, by the way. You got to get those tickets. Because, look, what you're getting right now is just what you're going to get. You don't know where Jim is going to go.
Nope.
And you know what? But it's a journey that you will be like, what the hell just happened? But I'm laughing my ass off.
Yeah, I film every show. I got a film crew. So we record every show and we film every show because... I have set things on what I'm doing, but I'm not a word-for-word guy, and every single show have been completely different. Different. There's been shows where I start the first 40 minutes just improvising on whatever's going on that I noticed in town or with it, and we just go, I ride that wave, and then I start hitting whatever I want to hit. So, yes, I'd love to tell you, well, this is what I'm working on. And this is what I'm working on. I don't know what I'm going to do out there. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, these people
just... Right after Thanksgiving. I got to talk about it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, some people have that gift. I mean, where, you know, because we talk to a lot of people, Jim, and some people, you know, it's got to be rehearsed. It's got to be scripted because they just don't know how to have a conversation. You've never had that problem.
Thank God. But on the other hand, I can't read for nothing. I wrote myself a script, but I can't read it. I don't know what I'm doing tonight.
I do
like the discipline of people that can do that. I just get bored.
Yeah.
It's so hard for me to go word for word, night after night. That to me, that's a gift. But I can't. Third show, I'm like, all right, I'm done. Tour's over. Tell everyone. What? Yeah, tour's over.
Hey, Jim, I know you're a big Ozzy fan. What's your thoughts on the new Ozzy song?
With Post Malone?
No, not the Post Malone one. The Under the Graveyard? The one that he did with Duff McKagan and Chad Smith from the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, I haven't even heard it yet.
Oh, you gotta check it out, man.
Wow,
it's pretty badass.
Yeah.
The only one I hear is the Post Malone because I drive my kids to school every day. And they're like, Dad, you'll like this one. It's got Ozzy Osbourne. What? You listen to Ozzy? Yeah, and you're Post Malone? Who's that? The guy with the tattoos on his face? Oh, yeah, I'll check it out. So, yeah, I'll check it out. Just hang up, I'll check it out.
It is funny because some people, if they're hearing this Ozzy song, Jim, you talk about people of different ages, they're thinking like, oh, I knew that guy, that kid that was with Post Malone would make it someday. Now he's got his own album.
Boy, Post Malone's a good guy. He helped this elderly guy out. He went out, he helped this poor homeless guy, and now the guy's got a career. I mean... It's amazing.
That's so true. It is so true.
Youth of America changing the world for the better.
Yeah,
isn't that awesome?
Yeah, he's a good man, that Post.
Yeah, he's even helping the English out. I don't even know if the guy's American. He sounds English when he talks.
That's awesome. Jim Brewer.
It's a great new album. All right, that was live with Ozzy Osbourne. We don't understand a word he said.
That's so great. Jim Brewer, Live and Let Laugh, Neptune Theater, December 4th. Tickets available at stgpresents.org. As usual, Jim, thank you for getting up, being with us. We love you, brother.
I love you, too. Be good.
All right,
rock it live.
There it is. That's right. Jim Brewer and us. Well, it is time for Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. Your calls, your texts at 933 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. It's Listeners on the Loose, brought to you by Subway. Listeners on the Loose, where you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999. And when you're talking, follow Steve's rules.
It's a simple rule. BJ, show some energy and bring it. Otherwise, we're going to have to gong you and then say goodbye.
Goodbye, old friend.
206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody needs some advice, boys.
Hi.
And girl. All right.
Yay.
I need a little advice. I met a really good guy on Tinder. We've been on 3 dates. Everything's going pretty good. My problem is I'm 9 weeks pregnant.
Whoa.
I broke up with my old boyfriend about 2 months ago, and I'm very excited to be having a baby. At what point do I tell the new guy that I'm expecting?
Now.
I'm not showing yet, and I probably won't for a while. I dig this guy. I don't want to scare him away. I know that sounds silly. But I just need some help on how to handle this. What do you guys think?
Oh, God.
If that's your answer, thank you for listening.
Yeah.
On to the next text.
Yeah, let's do it. I mean, you could
do it like good news, bad news.
Yeah.
Good news is I can't get pregnant. Bad news is I already am.
Yeah. That's a good cut. You know, it's a better.
Better
than what I would say, Rev. This really feels like a new generation problem. You know, I'd say first world problem. This is a generational problem that I don't even know, because my generation, if a woman was in that state, wouldn't think of dating. They would be like, okay, I'm gonna spend my life, you know, getting ready for this baby. So this is, I don't even know what to make of this.
I mean, you could kind of ease him into it. Maybe like in the throes of passion, call him daddy or stepdaddy, and then say,
I hadn't thought about that. That's a good try, too. You know what? You and Rev have the best answers. Vicky, would you do this? Would you start dating? Or if you went on a date, would you right off the bat go, look, I'm pregnant? Or I get that she doesn't want to chase him away, but she knows that this is a thing that might chase somebody away. And, you know, I think you got to own it.
You are 9 weeks pregnant. Your life isn't about you anymore. It's about that kid. So the fact that you want to date and be with this guy, that's not the priority anymore, sweetheart.
You got a couple weeks until the bump shows. Party it up.
Or you can do that.
Yeah, there you go. Boy, I think life is going to be so different with Steve's answers once that little mix shows up.
No, I'll still give sarcastic answers to stupid questions.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, you said it. I've been trying to be nice.
Come on, lady.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, you broke up with your boyfriend. This is the person you decided to make a baby with. I'd love to know how long you were with that boyfriend. Do you think that you're in a good shape to be in relationship with anybody?
Someone said I could hear BJ's brain lock up.
Yeah.
She needs to be an adult. Tell him immediately. OMG. She has to tell him. Someone says, I already feel sorry for this guy. Yeah, this guy, before he gets too serious, so you got to tell him. Otherwise, he's going to really dig you, and now he's in this really weird situation.
Here's the problem. The problem is that we as a society have said, you can do whatever you want, and then you make a baby.
I could be pregnant and date.
Well, that poor kid's got no advocate at all. Like, you know, that kid is going to be raised by what, an idiot? I feel like so.
No, maybe this guy that she met could be a good dude.
It's just so frustrating for the child. The child has nobody to stick up for it, to say, hey, mom, hey, dad, are you sure you're not stupid right now? And I would say go talk to a professional. Go talk to somebody. I don't know whether it be somebody in your church, somebody who is a therapist. Ask them what they think. And then they will help you understand this huge responsibility that's entering your life. But a lot of people don't think it's a big deal having a baby. They just don't. And they don't think it's a big deal raising a baby. They just don't. And it really is. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, yes. You're bringing a person into the world. Now that person is relying on you to get them through this world.
Yeah, you shouldn't be dating, which is why, you know, giving kids up for adoption isn't a horrible thing, because maybe you're not ready to be a parent.
She met him on Tinder. Maybe there needs to be a Tinder, though, for pregnant people. Like Bumper or something like that.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know. Something. Yeah. That way, at least they know what they're getting into. One person says, my best friend married her first husband while pregnant. He knew all along.
Hey, listen, if it works out,
she said first husband, so I'm assuming it did not work out.
Oh, yeah, you're right, first husband. That's not exactly...
Unless that's what they do to call. Like, that'd be really funny if someone's like, hey, this is my first wife,
and current wife.
Yeah. But it's not a ringing endorsement when you go, hey, it worked out for them when she married her first husband. No, that's why he was the first husband. Yeah, good point, Steve. That's not a good ringing endorsement.
So it says bang the dude as soon as possible and tell him the babies is his.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, man. He could do the math.
Yeah. I mean, that's...
Maybe not. Guys are stupid, including me.
Well, if this were 50 years ago, yeah, you could easily pull that off. Nobody ever really questioned those things. Or if they did it in private and were told to shut up because you didn't speak about those things. You got to tell them. You have to tell them. If you want to any chance at this relationship working out, you can't do it as lies. The fact, though, that you don't know you should tell him, that you have to ask us, you really need to go talk to a professional. You're going to be a mom. You want to do right by that kid and also do right by yourself. And your head's not screwed on. Makes me think you don't have a dad in your life, because if you did, I'd be yelling at you.
So it says if the chick is worth it, the dude will stay around.
How do you know the chick is worth it? What does that mean? The chick is worth it.
I'm not saying she's a bad person. She could be a great person. But it's not fair to him. Like, if he decides he doesn't want to stick around because maybe he doesn't want children, that doesn't make him a bad guy because he doesn't want to continue to date a person who's 9 weeks pregnant. This is all insane to me to even say out loud.
Yeah, maybe he wants to date somebody where they can go and have a normal date life, which means they're not taking care of kids. And they do what the normal situation is you get to know each other. You go out and have fun. The only responsibility you have is yourselves. This is a whole different world when you're dating a pregnant woman. It's a completely different world.
And at the very least, he deserves the opportunity to make that decision.
So yes,
he
does.
You have to tell him. You can't just keep this from him.
Stop the judgments. Oh, you know what? If she's worth it. Oh, shut up. Honestly, I really wish that people would just go talk to somebody because they think they know and they don't.
Oh, someone has a good point. Have Vicky adopt the baby.
Oh. Vicky's adopting babies right now. That's her thing. That's her jam.
So she'll take care of this person.
Yeah.
Hey, listeners, if you have a child, you don't want it. Send it to Vicky.
Yeah, Vicky's going to have a house, like, instead of filled with cats, it's going to be filled with babies.
She's the baby lady.
I'm going to have my own baseball team.
Yeah.
Nice.
Look at her smiling. She wants to do this.
That'd be sweet.
Yep, so we'll never see her again.
No,
Vicky
will
just be the baby lady. And next thing you know, she's going to get arrested because some of those babies probably shouldn't be hers.
Fine.
So it sounds like we're all in agreement that she should tell him.
Yes!
Yeah. Yeah, I hate to be mean. I tried my best not to be mean, but this is what... If Sarah came to me with this... Oh, God, I'd be so mad at her. I would be like, you know what? I don't know who I raised. How stupid are you? Is that bad to say?
Yeah, probably. I mean, at least she was practicing safe sex. So, it's, I mean, it was an accident if it would have happened, right?
Oh, yeah, totally, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I know. I just broke up with my boyfriend. We're pregnant. I'm going to start dating somebody else again. I mean, they tell people who are, like, in recovery, don't start relationships. I wonder if you shouldn't start relationships when you're pregnant.
But what if he's the one? You know, she just accidentally fell, re-logged into Tinder, and saw him.
Oh, my God. And you're on Tinder as a pregnant woman. Think about that for 5 seconds.
You say something other than five right there. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. I'm so angry. Now, you know what? The more I think of this, the more it's just like, you know what? I am a generation that doesn't get it. This is my get-off-the-lawn moment.
So when if you were pregnant, you wouldn't be on Tinder?
Yeah, I would not be. You know what? The trouble is that I always look like I am pregnant, which means they'll probably give me a hard time. No, I'm not pregnant. And
City folks just don't get it.
Farmers only. Maybe that's what you got to do for yourself. Listeners on the loose, you pick the topic, you guide the show. 206-421-ROCK. Text us at 77999.
Somebody want to talk? We talked earlier about Wild Wild West and how great of a movie it is. Better than The
please,
Matrix.
Why would somebody bring up that pile of a movie?
Well, they say whenever you guys talk about the film Wild Wild West, you fail to mention the most awesome part of that film. The mostly exposed naked butt of Salma Hayek.
Well, that's about the only thing to watch the movie for. And you can see stills for that. Or you can probably get YouTube.
It's
like,
more fun when it just happens organically in the film.
Oh, God, seriously? And, of course, we talked about that because Will Smith turned down the role of Neo in The Matrix to do Wild Wild West.
Still a great call.
Yeah, it's not a great call.
A lot of people are shocked and appalled that Danny V has not seen Scarface or Al Pacino movies in general. Someone says, I'm 28. I know who Al Pacino is. Another person says, Danny, take the day off and watch Scarface.
Wow.
Another person says, how old is Danny? How does he not know Al Pacino?
I'll be 33 in a month. Yeah. Here's the thing is I just don't watch movies, guys. And Rev knows this. I pissed off some people in our bathroom today, too, because they were quoting Caddyshack, and I have no idea what that movie's about.
Oh, man, I missed Caddyshack quote day in the bathroom.
Okay. How old are Damn it. That's the best day of the week, Steve.
Rev, you're supposed to remind me.
Sorry, I forgot to.
I hate to say this, but how old were those people in the bathroom?
It was Castle
guys?
And Jason.
Yeah,
guys in their 30s.
Yeah, I don't know how they
old.
Ish?
No.
I'm 30. Ish.
Yeah, they're in their 40s. Steve.
Everybody is in their 30s in my eyes.
Steve, you're in your 40s.
No, I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
I refuse.
Caddyshack is way too old for Vicky and Danny.
No.
Yeah, exactly. They're way too old for that. That's right. What people don't understand.
Here, here comes
Ryan Fossil. I mean, Ryan Castle.
Dude, it occurred to me. Okay,
you didn't invite me to Caddyshack quote day in the bathroom?
I'm sorry, next time, I promise.
Are we doing Anchorman quote days in the dumper later?
Promise.
Okay, good. Promise.
Danny should know that movie.
Those movies sort of predate me, but these are the pinnacle of 80s comedies, right? Things like Caddyshack.
That was actually early 80s. You could almost call that a 70s comedy. It was so close to Animal House.
I'm even a little young for those. So I was two in 1980.
Yeah, and it's really more of a 70s because it was right in 1980.
It occurred to me that as long as I've known Danny, I've been doing Ted Knight. Danny?
Oh, he has no idea.
It was today that I realized, like, you have no idea what I'm talking about.
You say Ted Knight, they don't know what that name means.
A zillion times I've been like, Danny, how'd you like to mow my lawn?
Yeah.
And he had no idea what I was talking about.
I don't think it's in my contract
today.
I'm supposed to do
like,
that.
Oh, that's
okay.
From a movie. I thought you were just a jerk.
Yeah.
You're right.
And, yeah. He has no idea. No idea.
Okay, and more important questions. We have Ryan, and he's our movie aficionado.
No, he's you two are not movie aficionados, please.
Well, I'm pretty good.
Wild Wild West or The Matrix? Which one would you watch tonight?
Oh, Wild Wild West.
Oh, sure. My God. Yeah. See, I told you. Yeah. He's like you. He's bereft of any movie taste.
Oh, that was a big word.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Wait, The Matrix was a movie?
Here we go.
I'm not talking to either one of you.
I don't know what you're talking about, BJ. Wild Wild West is an amazing movie.
Who said that? The person that's pregnant looking for a boyfriend? Please.
I think it's the same number. No, yeah. I'm kidding.
I can't talk to these texters. They're probably all fans of the Migs cast and Ryan Castle's 12-pack. I'm done with all of you.
That's a great combo.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Obviously, they have very discerning palates.
Oh, is that what it is? Yes. Yeah, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I don't know if I would say that. Well, speaking of Ryan Castle, don't go too far, buddy, because we got to find out what you and Twinkies have in common, brother.
Stew on that.
It's got to be the cream filling, right?
Yeah. It could be other things. Spoiler alert, you don't have to stick around. We know what it is. No, we've got different answers, and you'll find out at 9:49 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW. And now, the Ryan Castle question of the day.
What do Ryan Castle and Twinkies have in common?
Oh, I'll be in high demand after the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, yeah,
that's very true.
Oh, you will.
It's all that cardio, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Someone says both can make the rev go into shock.
Yep.
Cost him a foot.
Yeah.
Someone says, blah, blah, Steve likes the cream filling, blah, blah.
Blah, blah,
that pretty much sums up all the time.
They should have actually picked me because I'm the Twinkie guy of the show, really.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah.
You certainly are, BJ.
I'm the Twink of the show. The Twinkie of the show. Yeah. Twinkie of the show. Post Cereals and Hostess have teamed up, and what are they going to do? You can think of it. No? Okay. Twinkie cereal. That's what you can think of.
I'm shocked they haven't done that yet.
That hits stores next month. The cereal pieces look like tiny Twinkies, and they replicate the distinct taste of Twinkies. But are they going to be little marshmallows maybe then?
Yeah.
They'd
have to be a little hardier than the cake, because the cake and milk would be gross.
You're right about that. That would melt. Not in your hands either.
Twinkie mush.
Twinkie mush cereal. Coming
soggy
soon.
Soggy Twinkies.
All right. I don't know what the taste is they're going to replicate, because it's chemicals, so they should be okay with that. Nice. Ryan Castle, he's not chemicals, but he does have a 12-pack.
BJ and Migs play of the day.
I got my brother and my best friend / hetero life mate, so it's pretty awesome.
Oh, hetero life mate. Is that like platonic life partner?
Yeah, yes. He's got her own PLP. Welcome to the club.
We call each other our trophy wives.
Oh.
So.
That's a nice thing.
It's a pretty awesome situation.
It's nice to be called a trophy wife. That's a compliment.
She made me cookies as a trophy wife. I have the greatest life.
Man.
Unless she gets mad, then she'll just call you her participation trophy wife.
Aww.
DJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. Can I leave things off of a bankruptcy, like my car?
You have to list all of your assets and creditors when you file bankruptcy. So you would have to tell the court and the trustee that you have the car or that you have a car loan. You could say that I want to keep my car and continue to make my payments on the car. But the court will need to know that you have a car and that you may have a payment on the car. So by leaving it off the bankruptcy, if you mean that you cannot disclose it to the court, the answer to that is no, you must disclose it. However, that does not mean that you'll lose those assets. You'll be able to keep things like a car and a house in almost all cases, but you must disclose them to the court. But you'll need to continue to make payments on a house or a car that you intend to keep.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
Thanks for listening.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.